The age limit isn't set yet, but officials are telling parents that children 10 and under will need to be accompanied by an adult in the gym and pool.
This would be during open gym times or open swim times. The adult does not need to be within eyesight of the child, just in the facility.
That's Parks and Recreation Director Chandra Thornburg. She says the department, along with the borough's attorney, have been doing a thorough review of policies and agreements with users of the pool and gym. That includes the school district and Viking Swim Club. One of the recommendations from the attorney has been the unaccompanied minor age limit, and it's been a moving target. Thornburg says the attorney wanted to set it at 18 initially, but local borough staff have argued for a lower limit. That's led to some parents hearing a different ages for the change. The change wouldn't apply to structured use of the facilities when an adult is already overseeing kids, like the Viking Swim Club's practices. Borough officials are justifying the change because of the cost of liability insurance and lawsuits filed against other school districts and recreation facilities where young children have been harmed by adults. Thornburg explains that staffing also plays a role in the decision.
With one adult in the facility manning the front desk in the evenings and then one adult in the mornings, there's no way possible that we can be everywhere at once. And we've been discussing this for the last 2 years with the school district and really trying to narrow down the times the school district is in charge of the facility versus the times that we're in charge of the facility, and analyzing how best to keep the safety of all children.
The school, gym, and pool are all owned by the borough, and they're all connected. The gym portion of the community gym is used by the school district from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The school district operates in the pool from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's rented by the swim club for practices weekdays 3 to 6. But at the same time, adult and community members are using other parts of the facility, including the weight room, racquetball and workout room, and exercise equipment that's on the second floor of the pool. Information about the age limit spread after the borough met with the swim club about its use of the pool. Thornburg says in retrospect, she wishes she had introduced the change differently.
Change is hard to hear from for anybody. And I think it's hard to hear through the grapevine that change will be occurring. And I apologize that information got out before the opportunity for community discussion was allowed to happen. And I'm really hoping that after community discussion occurs, that people are going to see that it's going to be better.
Parents have been emailing Thornburg and borough manager Steve Giesbrecht since hearing about the change. Parents point to age minimums at other public pool facilities in Southeast. For unaccompanied kids, Juneau has a minimum of 8 years and the ability to swim. Ketchikan requires 7 years old or 48 inches tall or the ability to swim. But the borough has provided other examples. Private health clubs in Juneau have a limit of 13 or 14, and other pools in Fairbanks, Wasilla, and Bethel have unaccompanied minimums ranging from 9 to 11. Parent Nicole Olson doesn't accept Thornburg's examples of other recreation facilities.
She had referenced 7 different facilities, 2 of which were private clubs, which is, you know, a totally different story. One facility was smaller in a community, and they had a total age restriction of 8 and under had to be accompanied by an adult. The rest of the facilities were just with the pool itself. And if water safety is a concern, then implement a water safety test, you know, a swim test.
Olson says she's been dropping her 7.5-year-old off for open swim since last fall. And since she and her husband both work, they aren't able to accompany him for those sessions.
You know, we talk to him all the time about responsible behavior in the pool and locker room safety and stranger danger type situations. And there's never been a situation where we've been concerned with his safety. And as his parents, I think, you know, that's obviously a number one concern. And so to hear this change with the background being a safety concern and not have a community-wide discussion about other ideas and input and brainstorming to come up with some solutions just to have the rules changed was really frustrating as a community center member and user. And
it's frustrated others as well. Kelly Wood says she's been dropping off her 2 children to use open swim.
Petersburg tends to allow for a lot of freedom for these kids, and the Parks and Rec is kind of a facility where they can feel that independence, earn some confidence, and meet with their friends who are also unattended by adults. So we value that opportunity.
Since hearing about the change, Wood has asked for and was granted a refund on pool passes for the kids because they could only be used with an adult. She doesn't think they'll be using the pool as much as they have in the past, but she's also been researching the issue, including reaching out to Petersburg's Domestic Violence Victims Advocacy Group.
One person from WAVE who reminded me that if they're worried about child abuse, that typically 90% of the time that happens from somebody they know and not from a stranger off the street. So I just want to remind everybody that it doesn't seem like that's a logical solution to keeping our kids safe.
Wood, Olson, and other parents met with the borough Friday, August 2nd, with school administrators also present, and the frustration was evident. A number of community members thought other simpler steps, instead of the age limit, could increase safety for children. For instance, many thought Parks and Recreation staff should be doing a better job of walking around the facility and monitoring for problems. Others suggested uniforms for staff so kids would know who to approach for help, or a better system of communication for staffers that are in the building. Parents also thought the age limit change wouldn't make kids safer. Moms pointed out, for instance, they couldn't keep an eye on their sons in the men's locker room, so being accompanied doesn't help in that situation. Borough officials admit the proposed age limit is arbitrary, but say it's designed to protect younger and more vulnerable kids. There could be other changes in the works as well. The borough may be looking into requiring background checks for all employees, volunteers, and instructors at the facility, and is beefing up a system of security cameras. The age limit change is not supposed to happen until the start of the school year, just a few weeks away, but parents may take their concerns next to the borough assembly. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.